This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Biden administration is making passport renewal easier. The State Department has launched an updated online passport renewal service, making it possible for travelers to forego mailing documents and upload them digitally instead. In the initial rollout of the online renewal program, the State Department will limit renewal applications. Once a daily limit of applications is reached, the system will close. Passport holders can try again another day if they get a message saying they can't start their applications. Travelers also can watch a video on how to select and upload their passport photo. The limited service run is expected to last for several months. Processing times normally for passport renewal are 6 to 8 weeks. The online system during its initial rollout is not available to applicants who need expedited service or urgent travel options. The online passport renewal rollout is part of President Joe Biden's 2023 federal budget, which directed $163 million toward revamping the delivery of passport services so that the public can access core services online. The budget also dedicated funds for customer upgrades to the Transportation Safety Administration and the Social Security Administration. The announcement by the State Department follows on the IRS's decision to permanently establish its free direct file system for submitting simplified tax returns, a part of a $642 million effort by the Biden administration to improve customer service for taxpayers. In the Republican-led red state neighboring Montana, voters in North Dakota have passed a constitutional amendment that would impose age restrictions on congressional candidates. The new measure bans people from running for a House or Senate seat in North Dakota if that person could attain 81 years of age by December 31st of the year immediately preceding the end of the term. It's the first in the nation measure imposing age limits on candidates running for federal office, but it's also expected to be challenged in court. The measure does not affect any of the current federal office holders from North Dakota, but the move comes as voters voice concerns about the ages of President Joe Biden, who is 81, and former President Donald Trump, who is 78, as they vie for another federal office, that of president. There are currently 3 of 50 senators over age 80. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and Democrat Bernie Sanders of Vermont. There are at least 10 members of Congress over age 80, including former Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former Whip Steny Hoyer. Montana will host millions of tourists this year, many of whom will want to rent a car, but it's expensive. Bozeman, Montana ranks as the second most expensive city for summer car rentals, with an average daily rate of $165. Bozeman is just behind Anchorage, Alaska, where visitors expect to pay an average of $187 per day. Rental car customers pay far more affordable rates in Texas, Central California, and South Florida. The cheapest of the 100 airports analyzed with an average daily car rental rate was Palm Beach, with a car rental rate of just $43. And in Florida, Fort Lauderdale and Miami have car rental rates of $50 and $51, respectively. Along with the second highest car rental rate of $165 a day or more, Bozeman also struggles with car rental supply in the busy summer months. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.